time. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content there on our website. What you see on the front page was put there by listeners just like you, voted upon by listeners like you. Go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm getting some strange kind of talk back. I'm not sure.
Yes, you are.
Where it's coming from. Oh, I know where it's coming from.
It's coming from your head.
It's coming from Skype because we've got Liberty Phoenix on the line in Illinois. Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, evening, guys. I love giving you guys the strange little feedback.
Go ahead.
No, it's not your fault. It's Ian. He should know which buttons to push.
Well, it's kind of ironic that there would be an issue with that because I wanted to call today to say, you know, I've been listening to you guys since about November. And I call in chronically, I suppose I could take that that label. And you guys have really kind of inspired me. I mean, I love the topics that you guys cover. It's whenever you guys say something, it really makes me think, you know, I got an opinion about that, and I want to kind of throw it out there into the ether. And I've wanted to know if I could do a shameless little plug, because you guys have inspired me to kind of start my own little podcast thing.
Oh, cool. What are you doing?
Well, this Saturday, I'm going to be going to the local vaping store in Aurora, Illinois. It's called High Tech Vapors, and I'm going to do an interview with the guy. And that's going to be the first little show for my Phoenix Rising Bambuser podcast, I suppose, would be the best.
You're using Bambuser, which is a streaming service for listeners that may recall, we've recommended certain services for your smartphone. Bambuser is a smartphone app that you can install on most smartphones that will allow you to stream video live to the internet. So they're particularly useful for, you know, if you see the cops abusing somebody, you pull out your phone, you start the Bambuser app, and you can record and stream. So you're recording to your phone and you're streaming online. So you're going to do a show on Bambuser?
Ian, you have the best salesman voice.
Thanks.
Ever.
In the very beginning, I listened to an interview that you had with Ernie Hancock about, you know, how to start up a radio program, and I downloaded the I believe it was the Zora program, Zora Radio, or Zaza Radio.
Zara Radio is it's a radio automation system.
Yeah, I downloaded that. I'm still trying to feel my way around it. I'm a lot more comfortable with Bambuser, so once I'm actually comfortable with that medium, I'm going to transfer it over to that, but I'm like literally right now in the process of moving a bunch of stuff in my basement and making room for a studio, and I wanted to get your guys' experience on what are some of the major things that an individual who wants to start creating content should try to avoid.
Ooh, that's a good question. Normally, the question is like, what do I do to start doing a show, not what do I do to screw it up? How will I screw this up, and what should I do to not do those things? That's an interesting question.
I would say that the most important things seem to be audio quality.
Don't go on Blog Talk Radio. That's one I would recommend.
People just can't tolerate bad audio, and you know the levels and things like that need to be good so that people can understand what you're saying. That's really, really important. Also, I would do my best, and no one's good at this, but I would do my best to avoid the ums, the ahs, the
verbal crutches.
You know what I'm saying, and all the other verbal crutches.
I just edit those out of my videos.
It'll keep you busy.
Now, Lauren, you're relatively new at doing podcasts, right? Like, when did you start doing your own show?
I started doing Objectivist Girl when, November?
So, pretty new then.
Oh, yeah, it's really new.
6 months or so. Did you learn any hard lessons? Were there certain things that you did that you look back and you say, you know, I should have done that differently?
You know, put down the script and just be honest. I mean, that's what I've been trying to do more, and I wish I had started out that way, because there's a lot of videos that I look at and want to re-record. But the thing is that the best advice I can give to you is just to really speak from the heart, because people respect that, and people think that's awesome. People want to hear what you actually think, not what you wrote down on a piece of paper.
And every show is practice for the next show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's not... You get
don't
all caught...
beat yourself up if you do a bad job. Or who cares?
You're always going to be getting better. I mean, that's...
Right.
I listen to shows from some, you know, years ago or whatever, and I think to myself, what the heck was I saying there? and, you know, your opinion's going to change over time. That is natural. All you have to be is compelling, and that's really what the trick is.
The compelling. All right. That's what I'll need to look for then.
How do you... being compelling is like being, you know, it's being... be interesting. Be funny.
Well, yeah, you have to be passionate usually about what you're talking about or interested in what you're talking about. Phoenix, any other questions or thoughts?
No, I think that'll cover it for right now, guys.
So what's the name of your new show? What is it called?
It's going to be... The podcast is going to be Phoenix Rising.
Of course.
And then when I do actually get the radio up and running, I'm just going to call it the Phoenix Rising Radio, something to that effect.
Good luck.
Really, I think that epitomizes, you know, the Liberty Movement, because we can't start a voluntary society until this one dies. The state has to die in order for us to actually rise from the ashes like the Phoenix of Liberty that we all are.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your program. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas, also on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark.
Hi, guys. Hey. I'm just glad that Liberty Phoenix is getting his own show, so he won't be the third guy after Whit and Dave from New York.
Are you saying he's been calling too much? I mean,
oh,
you call us all
the time. I wouldn't put him remotely in that category.
You call as often as he does, but go ahead, Nathan.
Well, I had a fun little math story to lighten the mood a little bit. There was do you all know the physicist named Feynman?
Who?
Feynman?
Richard Feynman?
No.
Okay, well, then I won't give any backstory. But he had this fun little story where he was in Brazil and a guy came into the restaurant selling abacuses, you know, those little things with the beads that let you do calculations really fast.
Old
and he challenged him to a little contest, and first they did addition and the guy with the abacus beat him, and then they did multiplication and the guy with the abacus beat him, but just by a little bit, and then they did division and it was a tie. So his response to that was to challenge him to find cube roots. And he still remembers apparently the number that the guy came up with, 1729.03. And while the guy was sitting there chugging away and, you know, straining and, just, you know, doing all sorts of complicated calculations, Feynman was able to do it all in his head and came up with the right answer. So I thought that was a nice
joke.
Story.
What? Wasn't that supposed to be like a funny story or a joke to lighten the mood?
Yeah, it's really funny because the guy with the abacus wasn't able to do the, you know, because the harder the problem, the easier it was for the guy to do in his head.
Yeah. There's probably five dorks in our audience that really understood whatever the joke was there. But I'm afraid it went over my head. Thanks, Nathan, for your call.
I love how flat-footed Ian is on it. He's like, what just happened?
All right, let's go to Kevin. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin. Kevin in New Jersey, going once.
Can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was just calling about the Airbnb situation going on in New York. Are you familiar with it?
The what situation?
Airbnb.
Airbnb, as in bread and breakfast, the way you can find a place to crash online. There's like some app or whatever. Yeah, what about it?
Well, New York is holding some meetings, the legislature or whatever, to rule against it. And I actually work at a hotel in Manhattan, and our union is very unhappy about this. So it's just interesting to see how, you know.
Wait, just to clarify, the hotel union is against the Airbnb, or they're unhappy about the persecution of the Airbnb?
They're unhappy with Airbnb because it's people not staying in hotels that they would
right.
be working at. Or, you
it's
know,
competition.
Right.
It's
so,
competition for the business.
Yep, they're getting the support of the local six union members to,
of course they are.
To stand against this. And,
we got to put a stop to these people sharing their rooms with people.
Are they going
to
take that big inflatable rubber rat and go outside of people's houses and they're sharing their homes with people?
Yeah, I've seen that thing. Kevin, I don't know if you have more to say, but thank you. We'll put you on hold if you do. You're welcome to come back. Tell us more about that situation, what the union people are saying. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is looks like it's an app where you can find a place to stay with people, and they, you know, feed you, and you crash on their couch or in their guest room. I mean, it's a cool thing. Of course, it's competition for the hotel, so it must be stopped.
All right, hold on, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, inviting you here to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 855-453. Coming up, public radio is for moochers. That's what Lauren's going to tell us about. You can join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Username there, lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, online is a heck of a deal for your Mother's Day present that you've been thinking about. What are you going to get Mom this year? You know, you could do some sort of teddy bear or whatever, but that's lame. I think that things you can eat are really
some of the best gifts you can possibly give to somebody, especially delicious things that you can eat that are just mouth-watering, fresh, and juicy. I'm talking about chocolate-covered strawberries from Sherry's Berries. We have had the Sherry's Berries here on Free Talk Live, and they are fantastic. It's just an incredible experience. They're so, I mean, it seems clearly very gourmet quality. Like, the chocolate's very, very good. The berries are just the best possible. Like, these are A-plus grade. I don't know if they grade berries, but they must because they're not using low-quality berries in these things at all. You can get giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries in different flavors. White milk and dark chocolate. They're coated with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You can do it by using our code at berries.com. The code is FTL. You just click the microphone in the top right corner of the website, and you'll get an order of Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. You can double the berries for just $10. I recommend the double berries. You're not going to want to just have a few. You're going to want to have more than a few. And Sherry's Berries will be delicious. You will be satisfied, and Mom will love it. In fact, if your mom doesn't live near you, you probably want to order one for yourself just so you can know what she's experiencing. So berries.com, click the microphone in the top right, type in FTL to get the special deal. This deal, by the way, expires tomorrow, Friday night at midnight. So don't wait. Get your shipment scheduled. You can choose the day you want it delivered. There's different shipping prices based on the days that you want it shipped. And again, berries.com, code FTL to get the deal. So our number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got on the line, or not on the line, the gentleman who was on the line dropped off, but he was talking about the Airbnb, which is it's a company that helps hook people up who are looking for a room, someplace to stay. If they're coming into if you're coming into town, wherever town is, and you don't want to stay at a hotel, you want to get treated a little bit nicer, maybe have a different kind of a surroundings, maybe come and live at somebody's house. That's what Airbnb, as I understand it. I've never used the app, but that's what it does. It's kind of like the Uber app for houses. Uber being an app that helps you find a ride somewhere. Airbnb is an app that helps you find a place
great
to stay.
Great app.
Which one?
Uber?
Uber? You've done Uber?
Uber's awesome. I couldn't even believe it. We went on this trip to, where did I go?
Usually big cities.
I just go to, like, all these places now that I can't even remember where I went. Oh, for training for Americans for Prosperity. And so
where was it? D.C.?
Yeah, no, it wasn't D.C. It was Boston.
Okay.
So we went to Boston, and they were, and we got shuttled around and using Uber. And that was the first time I'd ever seen anybody use it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've heard their cars are real nice.
Yeah, they are.
And I heard it's cheaper than taking a taxi.
Yeah.
So that's why the taxi companies are on the
attack.
That's
the problem.
and now the hotels are on the attack against Airbnb.
Yeah, let's make sure that we ban all the light bulbs because the candle makers might go out of business.
This is how it works, though. And we'll keep you in the loop as far as if we hear more about that. You're welcome to join us here at 855 450-FREE.
You know, when we went to New York, we saw this dispute with the hotel union or whatever there.
Where they had the big rat.
Yeah, and it's been...
Because of bed bugs. There were bed bugs.
Well, no. That's what they were claiming.
Bed bugs are for life.
When you listen to them talk, they were claiming that they were in a dispute with the hotel.
Yeah.
So they were holding signs claiming the hotel had bed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of dirty pool that these people play.
So you think that the hotel did not have bed bugs?
We stayed at the hotel, right?
No, it was a different hotel, I think.
No, that was the hotel we were
at that
in.
Hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
No bed bugs.
Oh, my God. Stay away from me.
Well, maybe there's no bed bugs.
They're for freaking
life. They're awful, and that's why they...
They're for life.
And that's why they threaten people with them. You know, like, hey, you don't want to stay here with bed bugs. But you can't trust them because they're telling lies.
Seriously, guys, don't take bed bugs lightly. Like, if they say that there might be bed bugs in a place, you should not stay there. Seriously, they ruin your life. That's what they do. They ruin your life.
It was 4 years ago.
You have to burn your house down to get rid of them.
I saw an episode of Hoarders where people were, you know, they were hoarding and it was getting so bad that they started to have a bed bug problem.
Ugh.
And it was so gross. And the guy thought that, you know, I don't know anything about bed bugs. Apparently he didn't bother to research. He thought that he could just move out of the house for a period of time and that they would die.
No.
That the bedbugs would die. These things live for months and months and months without eating
anything.
I guess you just have to fumigate, right?
Well, yeah, but he couldn't fumigate because he had all this crap in there due to being a hoarder.
I don't think you can fumigate them away. I think you have to burn your sheets.
No, there was, I mean, you probably you probably should burn your sheets, but as far as, like, treating the whole house, there is a treatment for it, but in this case, they had to clean out most of the house because it was piled full of crap, and whatever fumigation technique they would have would not have been effective with, you know,
and even if you were just to move, they come with you in your clothes.
No, they can get in your luggage.
Have you experienced this?
No, but I mean, I know people that have, and I've seen, unfortunately, someone has shown me a picture of what they actually look like under a microscope.
Scary, right? Like a monster?
And it is like, it is a monster. Yeah. And I've got a thing about bugs. I'm not afraid of most things. I'm not afraid of heights, not afraid of snakes. I like snakes. I'm really not afraid of anything, but bugs,
yes.
The idea of something that I can't see touching me just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, the idea of something that could be on me right now.
You can't see bedbugs?
No, you can't. They're,
well, they have some kind of bug you can see.
They're little black dots. You can actually check for them by rolling up. Yeah, the Free Talk Live is now just how to find bedbugs. So you roll up the corners of your sheet and you look there, and if there are black bugs, they're little dots. They're little black bugs. But seriously, if you put them under a microscope, they are absolutely horrifying. They will make you vomit. Like, the fact that...
I think my dad he either put a tick or a flea, I forget which one it was, under a microscope, and it really did look like some sort of monster.
Oh, they look like monsters.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. They're so scary. They're terrifying.
So, anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We're going to talk about
like a little
public
girl right now.
radio being for moochers. That's the story that you brought in tonight, Lauren, to discuss. And you said this is coming from Reason.com.
Yeah, Reason.com. So the title is Public Radio is for Moochers, NPR listeners should pay what they owe.
Oh, well, that seems, I mean, obviously you barely even scratched the surface here, but
yeah,
I thought NPR listeners do pay. Like,
this is pretty much like the funniest article I've ever read. I love the language.
Well, it better make it to the level that you've set for it now. Hang on. We're gonna give you the full story here in moments.
Woo!
And Lauren's built it up, so hopefully it'll meet your expectations. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we like talking about radio here on Free Talk. I'm going to talk about radio stuff in a little while. So public radio. We'll come back to that. Your calls welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to continue here. If you make a call, we will bring you on the air. You can talk about anything. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Meanwhile, we'll be talking about public radio, and we'll get into that here in a moment.
Not many news sources are going to tell you how to get bitcoins. Now, admittedly, Bloomberg has bitcoins now on, I guess, their ticker or whatever. But not many of them are going to educate you on how to get bitcoins. There's an easy way to get bitcoins. You go to cashintocoins.com, and they pretty much handle it from there. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal. Their fees are inexpensive. They have great customer service. But basically, you can use a money order, a check, or a wire transfer to send money to cashintocoins.com, and they will send you bitcoins to your bitcoin address. I've done a great deal of business with cashintocoins.com. They're trustworthy folks. Now, they've got a big announcements coming up in the very near future here that I'm very excited about. Orders under $40 carry no fee. They want you to get into bitcoins. They want you to try it out. They want you to get some bitcoin in your possession, and that's why they let you do a small transaction for free, cashintocoins.com.
Amazing. Great service. All right, so back to the story here that, Lauren, you just scratched the surface of about public radio. Tell me more about that. It's Reason.com saying it's for moochers.
So it's called Public Radio is for Moochers. NPR listeners should pay what they owe.
All right.
Okay, so it starts out, spring is here, which can mean only one thing. Torture. You might know it by its more familiar name, the Public Radio Pledge Drive. The Pledge Drive resembles Chinese water torture. It starts out as a minor irritant, but it continues hour after hour and day after day, growing first uncomfortable and then agonizing.
Yeah.
By the end of it, it's even hardened commandos are reduced to blubbering, mucus sniffling, wreck Rex begging someone to make it stop. Please, just make it stop.
No, I don't have any experience with this. I don't listen to the government radio.
Oh, it just gets better.
So, I mean, Mark, you're a listener of the NPR, right?
I do generally listen to NPR. It's either that or, you know, commercial talk. And some of that I like and some of that I don't like.
So have you heard these pledge
drives?
Yes. I remember seeing them.
Isn't it great?
I remember seeing them on PBS on television as a kid.
That's essentially the same thing.
Okay.
And, you know, they get the staff out there to beg for money until they get it.
That's what it says next, actually. It says, if the pledge drive is hard on listeners, one can only imagine how excruciating it must be for public radio employees. For days on end, they are forced to say the same things over and over until they start to crack. You can tell when that happens. They start telling tepid jokes that elicit forced, slightly hysterical laughter from the other on-air personalities. Then comes the singing and the skits and the madcap antics. Don't the Geneva Convention? Geneva Convention prohibit this?
I haven't seen the skits and the singing has not gone on my local public radio, but I do think I recall that from PBS back when they did their fundraisers when I was a kid. But I don't listen to, you know, I don't watch PBS.
Yeah, I remember they had like the performers and the phone bank and the volunteers over there answering your calls and taking money from people.
But you know, I figure that if I use the product, that I should support the product. So
it's not the best. I actually used to give money to a public radio station in Tampa once upon a time. I think I only gave them money once, but technically I did because they had some good shows on that I actually listened to. Mm-hmm. So I sent them some money. So what's wrong with this? I mean, look, I mean, it seems to work, Lauren. I guess we'll continue with the story.
Because public radio listeners are moochers. Brazen, shameless, welfare kings and queens, sponging off the generosity of others.
Yep.
Not all of them, mind you. A small percentage contribute. Even an even smaller number do so with great generosity. But the vast majority are, how to put this gently, good for nothing, deadbeat, leeching, parasitic, freeloading scroungers.
Oh, that's not very nice. I mean, we've got a lot of people that listen to Free Talk Live for free, and that's totally fine.
Wait
a minute.
We want
people to hear the show.
Did you think that I was nice? This is a major
issue. You didn't write this article, but you certainly are reveling in it.
I find great joy in this article.
Well, wait, are you going to say that Free Talk Live's listeners are also mooches? I mean, they get the show for free.
I actually disagree with this entire opinion, but I think it's funny that they have this opinion.
Well, we give the show away for free intentionally, and we don't ask people to support the show.
Sure we do. We've got the AMP program.
The AMP program's different. What we ask people to do with the AMP program is to help us do what we want to do, which is to spread the ideas of liberty.
We're still supporting the show.
Wait a second. No, it's not, Ian. Hold on. The fact is, it's not. We're going to do free. Ian, would you do Free Talk Live if it was not on any radio stations?
Probably.
There you go.
Yeah, you would.
So
just like
done
I do.
That.
I've done Objectivist Girls since the moment nobody cared about it. In fact, I got more insults to start out with than I got people telling me it was a great idea and it was a great thing that I was doing. And that encouragement is great, but ultimately I do it because the idea of freedom, like I want to live in the kind of society where people know the information that I'm spreading and it's totally worth the value judgment. And that's it, just it. I tell my listeners that what would be great is they donate and I have more time to dedicate to doing this. So if you really love it, give me money so
still,
that
though,
I have more
time. Still, only a portion of the listeners will ever donate. And there are various reasons why people do and don't. And, you know, everybody's got their reasons. And
the funny thing is the NPR has started this campaign where they call people up and ask them why they listen but don't support NPR.
How would they find out the phone number?
That's a horrible strategy.
They have their friends snitch on them.
Wow.
Wow, it's like... voter thing that they do. They go around, like a lot of these organizations go around and they're like, yeah, we hear you don't vote. Did you know that you're unpatriotic?
Right.
Did you know that because you don't vote, such and such didn't get this money?
Wait
and they died. And they died. And you're a horrible person.
I would love to get this
died.
Call. Because I would love to get this call because the person on the other end of the phone can't do math. My vote has almost never made a difference. I mean, you
killed
locally,
someone, Mark.
Local voting.
You have
can
to win by one vote for it to
you're
matter.
You're a murderer, Mark.
That's what it's about.
Let's get back into the story.
Do you vote or are you
I
a
do.
Murderer?
I do vote.
It's a a horrible thing. I'm sorry.
We can talk about that another night.
What a waste.
There's plenty of time to talk about voting. Actually, I disagree because there are votes in New Hampshire where people have won by one vote. In fact, an anarchist, Tim O'Flaherty, won by one vote.
Oh, no.
Manchester.
By all means, vote in small elections. But as far as
the federal
bigger
government,
elections,
I don't care.
You're wasting
your
time.
No, I don't care about the feds.
But don't shame other people about not voting. Like, this is the thing. I don't believe you should shame people about voting or about not voting. If people want to do their own sort of economics in their head and say that voting is what they want to do with their time and energy, cool.
I find that if an anarchist votes, it's like saying it's okay that there are people running my life.
No, that's not what it is.
That's total consent.
I don't know what an anarchist is.
It's consent.
It is a well, it's not.
No, it's not. It's defense.
On what?
I've never voted
where on the
a day
voting
in my
form,
life.
Where on the voting form does it say I consent to the outcome of here?
It doesn't.
That's like saying I went into a gunfight and I consent to get shot. It doesn't mean that. It means that you're trying to defend yourself.
I'm trying to defend
Lysander
myself.
Lysander Spooner, the father of what you know, American anarchism, says that voting is self-defense.
All right, so we could talk about the voting thing another night. There's plenty
and
of nights
will,
to talk about
I hope.
Voting. So, Lauren, let's continue with this article here from Reason, because I want to hear
okay,
what the point is. Because you said you actually disagree with this article.
I do, actually, but it's still funny. True, most public radio stations benefit from government subsidies, either directly or indirectly, and they shouldn't. We shouldn't have government radio any more than we should have government newspapers or government television. But then taxpayers' financing makes up only a thin slice of most stations' revenue pie charts. The wish to make the slice even thinner is an argument for more voluntary contributions, not less.
Right, and this is the point. I've heard numbers between 3% and 15% of public radio is funded by government.
I heard 10%.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you pick a number between 3 and 15,
yeah.
One that makes you happy. And if it's a larger number, I'd love to see the citation for the source. You know, that this is the amount of funding that they get. Is all they have to do is, you know, cut the government funding and say, hey, the government cut our funding. You've got to give us more listeners. And they'll
extend the pledge drive a day. You'll be all set. So we'll come back with more here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on public radio. Maybe you've got some experience either working for them or listening to them or giving money to them. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free here in these remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Lauren, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can visit Lauren on her website, objectivistgirl.com. Also, page on Facebook,
yeah,
called Objectivist Girl.
Page on Facebook is definitely the better way.
For those of you who are on Facebook, but
everything ends up on that Facebook page. Like, stuff that won't end up on the website ends up on the Facebook page.
So, you brought in the story from Reason.com tonight about public radio, their awful fundraisers, and the author at Reason is saying that the public radio listeners, by and large, are mooches. And I don't think that's very nice, but there's more that he has to say, or she, I'm not sure who it is.
So, not only are they moochers and these drives are awful, but also true, NPR's slant can be almost insufferable. To listen to NPR is to enter a world in which government regulation is always too lax, never too strict. It is a world populated by supporters of abortion rights on one side and the gun lobby on the other. A world in which Tea Party types are reported on with the same worried curiosity a microbiologist might show towards a deadly new pathogen. In the NPR world, rapacious. Corporate interests by elections. I don't often run into a new word.
Well, there you go, new one.
There you go. While unions and environmental groups struggle to make their voices heard, no NPR broadcast is complete without at least one story about racial, gender, or economic inequality, and preferably several. Concepts such as liberty, meanwhile, are afterthoughts at best. Nobody tunes into NPR to hear liberal priorities and perspectives challenged. And yet it does some truly splendid reporting. Besides, yeah, if the slant gets to be too much, you can always change the station.
True.
Many public radio fans, however, wouldn't listen to anything else, either because they like the slant or in spite of it.
Public radio in a lot of markets does very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that I guess Arbitron, which is the, well, I guess they're now Nielsen. Nielsen, the TV ratings company, bought the big ratings company, Arbitron, so now it's Nielsen Audio. But I don't know in how many markets they actually rate the NPR stations, because you have to pay to get ratings. But I have seen that in some markets
back
they
in the
do
day
rate
they
them.
Didn't have to, but they I have seen the ratings for in Tampa
and they kick butt, right?
Like they did really, really well. But you're right. I think now that the stations that don't they do generally well everywhere.
I mean, this is and one of the.
I think the reason is because commercial radio. What one thing it does great is it gives you constant unique content, mm-hmm. and it gives an opportunity for people to express their opinions, whether it's the
they
host.
They have call-in
the
shows on NPR.
They do, but you don't really. There's not much. It's. The tone of it doesn't allow for anybody to be passionate about anything. Hmm. And it's always very top down. We give you the information kind of thing. But as far, I prefer NPR over many of the commercial shows because I just want, you know, give me as much information as possible. I can parse. I know that journalists lie. I'm aware of that. They lie through omission. They lie
no.
through the things they say. I'm aware. But
no!
The more information I can get, the better. And I can get more information in a minute from NPR.
Wait
than
a minute,
I can get.
Mark. Wait.
Yes.
Are you saying that the people that report on the lying politicians are also liars?
I would
dun,
say this
dun, dun.
Just like that.
Let's go. Is there more to the story?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Just a little bit more. So, and nowhere else but public radio will you find such delightful jewels as Click and Clack, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Click and Clack isn't even live anymore, by the way.
Don't Tell Me. And the now mothballed but still beloved BBC program, My Word. So if you enjoy public radio, don't be a moocher. If every listener gives a lousy $10, the pledge drive would be over in half a day.
Yeah.
Make it stop. Please
so
help
wait, they,
make it stop.
So they stop the pledge drive as soon as they reach their goal?
Yes, and this is one thing that they've gone to is that they allow you to sort of pledge ahead uh-huh. Now, and so they'll only run the pledge drive basically twice a year when they have to up here, which I find to be, you know, much more desirable. So,
meaning when you pledge ahead, that means like if they're not like if they do the drive in the springtime and I give money in the winter, they'll apply it in advance to the upcoming drive.
Basically, they've gotten better at how they allow people to donate, you know, annually, and that budgeting, essentially, they only ask for the money that they need, and they keep that down to twice a year instead of four times a year.
Hmm.
That's better.
How long does the drive normally go? Like a week?
As long as it needs to, and it can go up to a week.
Hmm. They're unbearable, Ian. Like,
so
I promise you.
So you've listened to some of this stuff?
Yes. I promise you, it is one of the worst things you will ever experience. Ever. And just make it stop. Just please, guys. If you like a radio station, send in $10. Seriously, don't ruin my radio station.
What I think it points out, interestingly, is sort of the tragedy of the commons.
Why is that?
Well, because people just wait around for somebody else to pay.
Somebody will take care of it,
yeah.
Sure.
And but interestingly, ultimately, somebody does.
Right.
You know, public radio has not been, it's been uninterrupted for decades.
Yeah.
And if they stop the government funding, it would, my prediction is, strong
It'd
prediction,
be fine.
Is, it would continue to be uninterrupted for decades more.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't cut 10% off of your business at any given time, that's pretty, that'd be shocking to me. That 10% isn't a whole, is not a humongous cut to make. So even if they
I don't think they have.
I think they'd make it up in the fundraising, no problem.
Yeah.
But even if they lost the 10%, it's not like it's game over.
Well, where do you think it's going, this 10%, this money? I mean,
administrative salaries?
Mostly paychecks, right?
Yeah, sure.
And the people that work for NPR aren't getting big paychecks. Come on, let's be serious.
Well, I don't know. They're government jobs. I wouldn't be surprised if they made more than their radio counterparts.
I don't know. They're not government jobs. These are largely independent organizations.
I thought these were government-run radio stations.
They get a government check. They are not government-run radio. I just said it was between 3 and 15% of their budget.
It's still a government-run operation, just like the Postal Service is a government-run operation.
That is not a government-run operation. No, they're not government-run operations simply because they get money from the government. They get some money from the government. That's a rather narrow view of what a government operation is.
So who runs these things?
The station manager?
And you're telling me that if I went and I looked at the owner of NHPR, that I wouldn't see the state of New Hampshire as the owner?
It would probably be the not-for-profit known as NHPR.
Hmm. But aren't they authorized into existence by the state government? I mean, you can't just go out there and create your own NPR radio station by forming a corporation.
Yeah, you can go out and create your own NPR radio station. Sure you can. You just buy the programming from NPR. Sure.
And then you'll start getting a check from the government for 10% of your operations?
I think you have to probably petition for it in the same way that anybody fills out a grant.
Okay. No. See, I don't know much about this.
Government paperwork.
But I mean, I think you could just, you could probably just go ahead and pay for their programming and then run fund drives and be fine. I really think you could do it. Many people have these these crappy signals that are getting less and less.
I would recommend that you go ahead and save your money and buy a pirate radio kit and then put your own signal on the air and broadcast whatever you want to do.
Pirate Radio, which is also a really good movie.
Which, oh, by the way, I haven't seen that movie yet. I would like very much to see that movie.
There are people at the Quill that are like yelling at me because I haven't seen Firefly or Dr. Horrible Sing Along.
Yeah.
But you know what? What you've done right now saying that you haven't seen Pirate Radio is just as bad, if not worse.
Oh, yeah? Well, have you seen Pump Up the Volume?
You run a freaking radio station, Ian!
Have you seen Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater?
No, I've not.
All right, now we're even.
Sounds really good, though.
Yeah, what about Footloose? Didn't they have a pirate radio station in that one, too?
I don't recall. I've not seen it.
Didn't they have it in the back of a truck?
By the way, that movie
Pump
is
Up the Volume.
Awful.
Oh, is that what I saw?
Footloose?
Footloose is awful.
Did they remake it?
Yeah. Matt, my best friend at home, is obsessed with Footloose. Thinks it's just the best thing. Hmm. And he's made me sit through it 6 times because he's convinced that every time that I watch it, he's convinced this time I will like it. And this is one of the reasons I moved to New Hampshire.
To get away from Footloose.
To get away from Footloose.
Well, you know, it's funny that Footloose happened to come up in conversation here because I had a story, and we're not going to have time to get into it tonight, maybe another night, about a business, Sacramento area in California, that has sued after he was arrested, apparently, for allowing his customers to dance. There are still places in America where you cannot have dancing in a private business.
You have to have a cabaret license.
Without a license.
Gotta have a cabaret license.
What's wrong with people?
It includes foot tapping.
It sure does in some places. It's true. Out of time for tonight. Check out Lauren at ObjectivistGirl.com, on Facebook as ObjectivistGirl, and Free Talk Live online at FreeTalkLive.com.
I'll be back.
You will be indeed. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Yay!
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.